escuchando a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa con VIP, un VIP. Ey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríe.
Buenas tardes and welcome back to the Afternoon Alibi. I'm your host DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 5:08, and coming up next, one card at a time, one quiet victory after another. It's the game you've played to pass the time, and sometimes to find a little peace in the chaos, it doesn't ask much, just your focus, and maybe a little bit of luck. Guess what we're shuffling into the spotlight? Stay tuned to find out all the details. You're listening to 105.9 FM Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.
AFN Sigonella, we're on fire.
Batter up. This week, the MLB action is scorching high. The Seattle Mariners battle Houston Astros. Philadelphia Phillies confront Oakland Athletics. And the Kansas City Royals challenge the Minnesota Twins. Don't miss a single pitch on AFN Sports, AFN Atlantic, and AFN Stream It on AFN Now. Be sure to check AFN.net for local game times.
You know I'm impatient. Ain't no holding more.
Every day gives us a reason to celebrate, each with their very own history and significance. Join us as we highlight this National Day.
Long before it found its way into computer screens and smartphone apps, this game had humble beginnings in Northern Europe during the 18th century. Some say it originated in Scandinavia or Germany, while others believe French prisoners created it to pass the time. Either way, it quietly spread across borders and generations, gaining different names, Patience, Claude, Nike, and more, but always offering the same calming challenge. Clear the board, one card at a time. Its simplicity is its genius. No flashy graphics, no multiplayer chaos, just you, the cards, and a goal. I remember learning to play from my grandmother on rainy afternoons. She called it patience and insisted it was the test of character. When I was older and moved away, I started playing on my computer in college during stressful study breaks. Something about dragging those digital cards into place made me feel like I was in control again, even if just for a few minutes. It wasn't just a game, it was a quiet companion through job hunts, late nights, and even plane rides. And today, we're talking about Solitaire, the timeless classic that's earned its own moment in the spotlight. And today is National Solitaire Day, a celebration of the iconic single-player card game that's brought calm, focus, and tiny victories to people around the world for centuries. Whether you first learned it with a worn-out deck or discovered it on a Windows screen, today is the perfect excuse to pause, shuffle up, and play a round or ten. But why stop at solo wins when you can turn game night into a shared victory? Channel that same spirit of calm, focus, and friendly competition and join game night open play at the MWR Char Room on Friday, May 30th from 5 to 10 p.m. This 18 ages and up free event is the perfect chance to connect with fellow board game lovers, dive into classic or modern titles, and bring your own favorites to the table. It's time to put down your phone, pick up the dice or cards, and experience the kind of real-time fun that even Solitaire would give a standing ovation. For more information, visit the MWR website.
Take my hand, let me make you mine, and make it yours.
New to Sigonella and wondering where to start? What if 2 days could give you the tools, the confidence, and the connections to feel right at home, on base, and in town? This isn't just an orientation, it's your welcome map to life in Italy, so stay tuned for more.
I'm still a fan even though
moving somewhere can feel feel overwhelming, especially when it's in a different country. That's why the spouse orientation on Wednesday, June 4th and Thursday, June 5th from 5 to 3 is such a game changer for anyone newly settling into life at Sigonella. Over the course of 2 days, this orientation will walk you through the essentials, introducing Italian culture, teaching basic language skills, exploring employment opportunities, and showing you all the base resources available to make your transition way smoother. The first day kicks off with the insight from command leaders, leadership spouses, a meet and greet with the ombudsman, and a tour of NAS1. The afternoon, it's all about getting a feel for the language. When I first arrived in Sigonella, I was completely lost, trying to buy groceries off base. I didn't know how to ask for help, let alone understand what I was looking at in the produce section. I wish I'd have something like this orientation back then. It would have saved me a lot of frustration and awkward miming at the checkout counter. Being able to learn the basics of Italian and actually practice it on a group outing to Catania. On day two of this orientation, sounds like exactly like the kind of experience that turns nerves into confidence. So if you're still figuring out where the best espresso is or how to navigate the public transportation system, this orientation is your perfect starting point. It's more than just an information session. It's a chance to connect, explore, and take those first steps toward feeling at home in your new community. For more information, contact Fleet and Family.
If I'm being honest.
Bottom of the hour, and here's what's happening with the Sigonella weather.
It is currently 529 and 79 degrees outside this afternoon. Today can expect a cloudy day, with a high of 84, and tonight expect those temperatures to drop down to a low of 63 degrees. Tomorrow, you look at a partly sunny day with a high of 78 and a low of 60. Now, with the exchange rate brought to courtesy of the bank, $1 will buy you 85 cents, and €1 will cost you $1.15.
For your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson. Pharmacy here to help. Sailors and their families are entitled to receive medical services. Petty Officer Brandy Nutt discusses the uses of the pharmacy available to service members.
Living overseas causes you to feel distant from all of the benefits and advantages of home. The Sigonella Hospital strives to fulfill all of your medical needs. Petty Officer Yvonne Elizalde, a certified pharmacy technician at Naval Sigonella, explains the pickup procedure.
We have a smaller pharmacy located on NAS 2 Flightline Clinic. It does not stock as many medications as the main pharmacy, but if it is more convenient for you, we can send your prescription over there. Just give us a call at the hospital pharmacy. We will fill your prescription here and send it to NAS 2. It will be ready for pickup at the Flightline Clinic pharmacy the next business day.
Elizalde also speaks that may arise and how the hospital is able to overcome them.
Because we're overseas, there can be logistical delays getting medications from the U.S. If we are out of medication, one option is to contact the TRICARE office on the second deck of the hospital. They will search for the medication out on the local economy, Farmacia. And if it is available in Italy, they will coordinate the purchase. You'll pay upfront cash if you are a TRICARE beneficiary, then submit for TRICARE reimbursement afterwards.
If you ever have any concerns regarding your pharmaceutical needs, you can stop by their physical location at the NAS 1 Hospital or the Flightline Clinic on NAS 2. For more information, you can contact them at DSN 624-685 or visit the Sigonella Hospital Facebook page. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Brandy Nuzzi.
That's your radio news update from Anthony Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Brittany Johnson.
Hope you've had your cup. We told we're pretty distracted. AFN Sigonella, serving America's best.
Wish you would step back.
Before the fireworks left the charts, before the and the chart-topping anthems, she was just a small-town girl with a big voice and a bigger dream, unapologetic and never afraid to roar. Stay tuned to find out who this music icon could be.
Take a journey throughout time and space, visiting each decade.
Then I saw her face. Oh, what a night.
Staying alive, staying alive.
There is always something there to remind me.
Wake me up before you go, go.
Let me know how to thank her.
Cause I miss the bright side.
And it's you, she'd be your buddy.
Bringing you this day in music.
She was born in Santa Barbara, California, raised in a conservative household where gospel music was her first soundtrack. As a teenager, she chased her dream with determination, navigating the ups and downs of the music industry before finding her true voice. Her path wasn't smooth. She faced rejection, reinvention, and the pressure of carving out a space for herself in a world that didn't always know where to place her. But through it all, she held on the belief that she was made for something more, something bold, bright, and unapologetically her. As when we were watching her firework video for the first time during a rough patch in college, it was late at night, I was feeling totally defeated, and then that song came on. I didn't just hear the lyrics, I felt them. And today we're talking about none other than Katy Perry, the pop powerhouse who turned personal struggles into anthems for millions. And today marks a special milestone, the anniversary of her deeply personal single, Wide Awake, a song that captured the moment she peeled back to the glitter and showed the world her heart. On this day, we celebrate the woman who reminded us that even after the fall, we rise wiser, stronger, and wide awake. So, If you've been hitting snooze on your fitness goals, consider this your wake-up call. Channel that wide-awake energy and learn how to firework your way around the gym with Gym 101, a confidence-boosting session led by the MR Fitness Director and Health Promotion and Wellness. Whether you're new to working out or just need a little motivation to get moving again, this workshop is designed to help you feel more energized, empowered, and in control of your fitness journey. Wednesday, May 28th at the Maslin Gym from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For more information, contact Health Promotion and Wellness. And don't just dream about getting stronger, wake up and make it happen.
I'm wide awake.
Can you guess that musical artist?
Their hard rock anthems like You Shook Me All Night and Back in Black made them a household name. Their high voltage energy and timeless sound dominated the 80s. Can you guess this musical artist?
If you guessed AC/DC, you'd be correct.
Support when you need it. 101 Counseling is available for adults, children, and families to help build problem-solving skills, reduce stress, and focus on solutions. Educational programs and therapeutic groups are also offered. All new appointments are scheduled through the virtual counseling platform. Contact Liam Family to get started.
Now in the streets, they respond.
Electric Avenue.
It is currently 5:52, and looking to get out and explore Aviano? ITT has you covered with some amazing upcoming trips that'll take you straight into the heart of Italy's beauty and culture. On May 23, you can soak in the breathtaking views of the Amalfi Coast, or take a behind-the-scenes tour of the iconic Beretta Gun Factory. Your choice of adventure, same day. Then on Saturday, May 31st, treat yourself to a sparkling experience along Prosecco Road, where the scenery is rich as the flavors. Whether you're chasing views, history, or a glass of bubbly, there's something unforgettable waiting. For details and booking info, head over to the Aviano Air Base website and start planning your getaway. And now stay tuned, because up next in news and sports, and tune in tomorrow morning for the Morning Buzz with DJ Diesel. This has been DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garo. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.
Buckle in my seatbelt and-